Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Edna Hayden, Vice President with the West Monroe Business and Professional Women's Group. And here today to talk about a great program that's going on, a collection. It's called Send One Suit. Edna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. We're really excited. This is the fourth year that BPW has partnered with Dress Barn to do this Send One Suit drive.
Fourth year. So take us back. How did this originate? Was this something on your behalf? Was it something on the Dress Barn that kind of got the ball rolling?
Well, actually, it's a drive that's been around for a long time. There's a program called Dress for Success, and they've been partnered with Dress Barn for a long time. But as a business and professional women's group, one of our main missions is to help women get back into the workplace and improve themselves in their current careers. So this was a really good fit for us. Mm-hmm. And we've been really successful. We had we gathered almost 600 items last year during our Send One Suit drive.
Mm. That is a good turnout. When you talk about the suits and attire that are going to be donated, are there any guidelines that they have as far as what to bring?
Yes, absolutely. We're looking for things that are appropriate to wear in a business setting, so and for interviewing. So we're looking for business pantsuits or skirted suits, shoes and purses that would be appropriate in a business attire setting. We really can't accept any casual clothing, but anything that would be appropriate for showing up that first day for that interview.
Right. So really, it's a launching pad for those women wanting to rejoin the workforce.
Absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about Dress for Success is that it not only helps connect up women who are either low income or disadvantaged with the proper attire, but they also help with things like interviewing skills, getting your resume put together, and helping with the job search as well. So it's a pretty large program.
Yeah. As far as the program itself, how do people find out about that? I mean, is there contact information? And
there is. The director of the Shreveport Dress for Success store is Susan Noland, and her phone number is 318-221-8404. Extension 324. And of course, they could call myself at 372-5699, and I could pass along that information.
Right. With the Dress for Success program and Send One Suit, you know, how important is proper business attire in today's workplace? I'm sure you and some of the ladies in BPW, you know, you talk about, you know, these are the trends, and, you know, this is, you know, have to have a certain look, and really just to go into the work environment and to, you know, to take care of all the duties that you would have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's always been these tried and true rules of thumb. Dress for the position that you want to have, not necessarily the one that you're actually interviewing for, mm-hmm. because you should always be looking, where do I want to be 5 years from now? So if you dress for that role, it makes you more confident. And, you know, people say that looks shouldn't matter, but it does. People judge you the first time they see you. They judge you by how you look. And whether that's fair or not, it's the reality.
Right.
So the better impression you can make that first time, you know, it just helps your opportunities.
Yeah. Those who benefit from the collection that goes on, why is this important to them? What kind of feedback, you know, do you hear as far as people who say, I was looking to go back into the workforce, I really took a look at what I had, and I really wanted something new, something to really get set on the right foot going into this?
Yeah. Well, you know, especially in today's economy, proper business attire is not cheap. And, you know, so if you can find some inexpensive clothing that puts you on the right footing, it bolsters your confidence. It helps with that first impression. I just think it's key.
Mm-hmm. And will the outfits that are donated, do they stay here locally or do they go outside of the community? How does that work?
Well, the closest Dress for Success store is in Shreveport. So all of the clothing that gets gathered up gets sent over to the Shreveport store. Now, to bring your donations, to get your donations to us, you need to take them to the Dress Barn over at Pecanland Mall in that, I forget, that's Pecanland Drive or something like that.
Pecanland Mall Drive, yeah.
And so the Dress Barn is located over there, and they're accepting the donations today through Sunday. And they can give you the a tax receipt for your donation if you need that.
Right.
And they do a good job of gathering all of that stuff up.
And the cutoff time this Sunday would be at the close of business?
Yes, okay. 5 o'clock, I think.
All right.
Yep.
So we, of course, the folks, and if they, can they bring more than one suit, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. They'll take as many as you want to bring. Just remember that it needs to be either gently worn or very rarely worn, and it needs to be business attire, not casual.
All right. Again, the Monroe and West Monroe Business and Professional Women's Group meeting coming up for March.
Yes. Our regular meeting is always the second Tuesday of every month. So that's March 9th this coming month. And, you know, we've really got a great speaker. Shelley Tomlinson of All Things Southern is going to be there. And so we're really excited to have her.
So that should be a whole lot of fun. For those, again, those numbers for the Dress for Success program.
Susan Nolan is the director, and that number is 318-221-8404, extension 324. And my phone number is 372-5699.
All right. And of course, Edna would be more than happy to tell you more about that meeting coming up in March. You can find out more about the Monroe and West Monroe Business and Professional Women's Group. Edna Hayden, Vice President with that group, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.